Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. The characteristics of the virtuous woman. God's picture of the model woman. This word virtuous in Hebrew speaks of a woman of strong moral and mental qualities. A woman that's been converted and changed by the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 10 speaks of the wondrous opportunity to find this woman, for she is worth more than money can buy. She's wholesome and valuable. Verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. This speaks of her being trustworthy. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. This speaks of her being good and true, a wife he can count on. Verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. This speaks of her being ingenious and proficient. Verse 14, she is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. This speaks of her being dependable, hardworking, laborious. Verse 15, she riseth also when it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. This speaks of her getting up before the crack of dawn, and being considerate and dutiful. Verse 16, she considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. This speaks of her being prudent. Versatile. She's a horticulturist. She's able to bring life from the earth. Verse 17, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. This speaks of her being tireless, healthy. Verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. This speaks of her as being watchful, alert, efficient, cautious. Verse 19, she layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. This speaks of her being thrifty and skillful. Verse 20, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. This speaks of her being benevolent and merciful. Verse 21, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. This speaks of her being fearless and provident. Verse 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. This speaks of her being tasteful and refined. Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Her husband is respected, and the reflection of her. Verse 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. She is industrious and prosperous. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She has character, joyful of her quality of work. Verse 26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is a law kindness. She is wise, meek, wisdom in her words. Verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. She maintains well-being. She is productive. Verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praiseth her. She is honored, told she's important and loved. Verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. She is an ideal example to all women. Verse 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. She has God-fearing inside qualities, more important than her outside beauty. The beauty of spirit of a woman of God. Verse 31, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. She is successful, deserving of public honor. The virtuous woman, the model woman, more than the woman in the magazines and billboards of the world. For in the eyes of the Lord, a gift from the Lord, the virtuous woman.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.